Welcome to the Behind the Region podcast from the South Bend Regional Chamber, being powered by Tech Tyler PC, providing cost-effective IT solutions to fit any budget. On this episode, we chat with TJ Jorgensen, the owner and president of the TJ21 Media Group. If you're a small business owner, you will be truly inspired by TJ. He will tell us what it was like leaving a full-time well-paying job to start his own business while his wife was pregnant, how he persevered through the early hard times, and what it took to build the TJ21 Media Group into what it is today. Why is doing charity work so important to him? And what was the motivation for moving his offices and studios into downtown South Bend? Now here are your hosts, Chamber President and CEO Jeff Ray, and Director of Member Relations, Mark McGill.
And welcome to the Behind the Region podcast, being powered by Tech Tyler PC. Jeff Ray, more and more downloads every single week, and I think people are either feeling sorry for us so they're listening, or they're liking what they're hearing.
I think we're finding some interesting people telling some great stories. We're thrilled that people are sharing it on social media, that they're liking us on their favorite podcast platforms, that they're reviewing us, all those kind of things. All the important things is we build audience, and so we couldn't be more grateful for our listeners for embracing the podcast and such. And we know part of it is telling great stories, and we have got some phenomenal leaders in the community that we get a chance to dive a little bit deeper into them. Some of them you know better than others. Some of them we think you should know. And so we've got as we're making our invite list, we've got one of those great leaders with us today, TJ Jorgensen. TJ is the head of the TJ21 Media Group. And if you're not familiar, you will be at the end of our conversation. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into TJ's brain today and talk to you a little bit about just sort of his work and his company and his success. So TJ, welcome.
Thanks, guys. I'm excited to be here.
It's really good to have you. If you are not aware of TJ, I promise you, you have been to an event that TJ has been the production guru behind, because that's how TJ and I first met years and years ago, is a lot through the charity events and charity work, and we'll get to all of that. But tell us who TJ Jorgensen is.
Wow, you know, that's a loaded question.
But we only have a half hour.
Short version, you know, I've been in this business 30 years, and I love marketing. I love taking a product and bringing it to the limelight, bringing it in front of people. And video just kind of happened during my softball career. You know, I played at the highest level and traveled the country and had sponsorships, and we won world championships. You've probably been in my office. You've seen my ring sitting there.
I have.
Went into the Indiana Softball Hall of Fame about 10 years ago. And during that, I would bring a camera crew with me, right? And everyone's like, what's going on here? Why is this ESPN? Mm-hmm. We just loved our outreach. And that's kind of where my outreach love began, was from softball, because we created something called Street Kids Care, which was a bunch of amateur athletes. And that's where I first met you, Jeff, many years ago in Mishawaka when you were mayor. We created this outreach because we want to do something more. We want to take this popularity of a softball team, of a men's amateur softball team. And we built this website, first time it's ever been done in our country. And we built this website, and it was getting like a million hits a year, because everyone was like, what is this softball team with an ESPN stuff? I actually got a cease and desist letter from Bristol saying, you cannot have an ESPN website like you're doing. Yeah. I was like, I am so excited.
Did you frame that?
I sure would.
Because I sure would.
Oh, yeah.
I was so excited. I was like, how do you look? But I had that. And it was exciting, because that means I feel like I made it to that point where ESPN recognized it. So, of course, I rebuilt it. And everyone was just seeing this softball team that was driving attention. That, in turn, brought on bigger players, better athletes, and we ended up building a world championship team. And then as we built this outreach program, it got more attention than our softball team. We started standing up for people with different things, whether that's breast cancer awareness or fighting ALS and things that we just wanted to use as a soapbox for other people that follow us. So I brought cameras, I would film things, and it'd be the athlete stuff first, and then also take a look at what we're doing off the field. So somebody came up to me, I don't know, maybe 15, 18 years ago, and said, could you film a commercial for me? You got the equipment. I was like, yeah, I could do that. I know marketing, so I could do that for you. And then one thing led to another, and 10 or 11 years ago, TJ21 was born. Right. Turned it into a company, and took my passion and turned it into something that could, you know, make a few bucks.
So TJ, let's talk a little bit, just maybe those early days. So formal training in some of this? I mean, you sort of picked this up along the way. Did you go to school for this?
Went to school for marketing. School for marketing. Video just picked up along the way. My friend Josh worked at WSBT for a long time as a producer there, and he gave me some tips. I actually took him on the road with us to several tournaments, and he'd bring a $50,000 camera, and he would bring this, and then I would say, I'm going to buy some equipment, and then he would just kind of show me some things, and so it kind of started there. So no formal training in video at all, and just like anything, you just kind of pick things up, and next thing you know, you're kind of good at it.
Yeah.
And I think what separated me at that time and still today is there are so many people that know how to use some great equipment. There's people that know how to edit. I think what separates us is, and I mean this by no disrespect to younger people, especially us at this table, we've seen this. I've lived a life of pain, of loss, of happiness, of being a father, of being a grandfather, and I can bring my life passion into my work. So when I'm telling a story, I think I could bring some of the things I've experienced in my life into that story, whether it's about someone else, which has nothing to do with me. But I know what I think people want to see, what I think people want to hear. So I bring that in. Now, we have great, amazing people that work for us that barely got their ears wet, right? That they are just so young, but they are so talented. And I think they're picking up on our passion, on my passion that I've been able to kind of accumulate through years of pain and hardship and, my background and everything.
Yeah. I think he's calling us old, by the way.
I think you're right. I
call us all old.
We all are. Yes, we're getting there. We resemble that remark exactly. So let's talk for a second, because I think the entrepreneurial journey is important. We have an audience of business leaders who love kind of hearing these entrepreneurial stories, and so many times I think we go to school, we get this formal training, our thought is we're going to get up and we're going to go work for somebody else and whatever. But fortunately, there are people like you who, and there's nothing wrong with that, obviously.
Not at all. But
also there's people like you who say, wait, I think I can do this different. I can do this better. I want to do my own, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But that's a scary journey along the way too. So just talk a little bit more about this entrepreneurial journey from, kind of making that decision. And
so Jeff, when I was 19 years old, I started a small sign company. In my apartment. I was out of my house by 18, not kicked out, but chose. Yeah. Mom was great. But I started this small sign company with a small computer, which was like $3,000 back then. It's crazy how price was back there for a computer.
It was like a boat anchor, probably. It was huge.
So huge. The CRT monitor and everything. And I bought a desktop plotter, and I was making graphics and making signs for people. And I wanted to be a business owner since I was a kid. When I was 8 years old, I would take my dresser, and I would pull all the drawers out. My mom was so mad. Take all the drawers out, and I would bust out the reams, the things that hold the drawers in, and turn it on its side, and then that would be my desk. My legs would fit right inside that, and my sister would be my assistant. And, of course, there was no computers back in, 1980 or whatever, so I would have, not available to us, so I would have my calendar and my desktop phone, and like, yes, I want to buy this and sell this, and I'm eight, right? But I knew all the way back then that I wanted to be a business owner. I wanted to be that guy. Yeah. And then the journey along the way was kind of difficult. We were very, very poor growing up, just my mother, my sister, and I. And life didn't afford those luxuries. So I had to go out and get it. I didn't have the opportunity for scholarships or anything like that. I had to hustle and work my butt off just to say I wanted to be something else. And my drive, my ambition is what got me to that point. Sold that sign company and then stayed in the sign and branding business for quite a while in marketing. Joined an amazing company in Mishawaka, Smith Graphics, who's been around since 1960, wonderful company. And I spent 10 years there all the while learning the more skills I need to be. And I sat down with the Smith family and I said, I think I don't want to be the best supporting actor. I feel like I was born to be Denzel, not the best supporting actor. And they knew it. They knew it from day one. And they encouraged me. They were amazing helping me. But my wife was 9 months pregnant when I went to make this decision to start TJ21.
Oh,
so
wow.
I went to her and I was like, honey, I got an idea. Oh, wow. She's like, what? I'm 9 months pregnant. You're going to leave a good job with a good salary to start a company making no money at first. I'm like, man, I prayed about it. I'm like, God's got, I feel like he wants me to do this. And he's like, all right, I trust you. So let's do it. And then started with one customer who believed in my passion and my vision, and then it just grew and grew and grew. Yeah.
It's interesting. You hear the entrepreneur description sometimes that you you eat what you hunt. And so you might, especially those early days, might go a little bit hungry. But it sounds like as you got going there, you sort of built on what you had in your mind as a business, and have built on it since then.
I did. And the thing was, Jeff, I just like anybody that my Uncle Pete, who's a realtor in St. Joe, I remember him telling me stories when we were young that he was starving and hungry for 5 years before he got that, I guess, break or that opportunity to put all that hard work in. And it's the same thing. You know, my wife and I, when we got together 20 some years ago, I had hardly anything. You know, I was starting over in life, following a divorce. It was a good divorce. We're still friends today. But I start all over. So it's her and I in an apartment, barely making it. And she's the one that kept telling me, like, I believe in you. You just need to believe in yourself. And let's find this vision that you need to do. So when I finally decided to start doing that, it was really hard. I mean, we had to make a lot of decisions on, okay, we're not going to drive this kind of car. We're gonna drive, you know, a Ford Escort ZX2, and that's going to be our car for a long time. And I put the hard work in, and we all know this. If you ever want to get into this place, you're not going to do it working 7 or 8 hours a day. It's just not going to happen. When I started this company, I was under no delusion that I was going to be, hey, I'm going to go to the gym around 10 a.m., show up to the office around 11 a.m. I knew that I had to put the work in.
I'm the boss. My name's on the side.
I'm going to decide what I want to do. So I decided that I was going to work hard, and it was a long time before we even really started to see the fruits of that hard work. And then as we did, the first thing we did is dumped it right back into our company, you know, paying our staff more money and growing the company from a small little office we were in to our long-term dream, which is where we're at today in downtown South Bend.
Ever think of giving up in the early days? I mean, I'm always amazed, and that's why we're such good friends and I love you, but I'm always amazed, I always say this, that I don't know that I have the courage to go out and put my name on the sign. Mm-hmm. And I know, Jeff, your family comes from the drugstore. They had their own stores, but yeah, exactly. I mean, you had a paycheck every 2 weeks. You probably had benefits. And you know, so to make that decision, it's one thing to have the dream and want to do it, but to make that decision where you're giving up your steady paycheck, I don't know that I have the courage to do that. So first of all, kudos. But, you know, during the struggles, did you ever think, what the heck did I do?
Mark, I was scared to death. And I was scared several times, and several times I just said, you know what, it'd be so much easier just to go get a job, go back to work, get a steady paycheck, you know, have benefits. You know, when I left, I had nothing. We didn't even do COBRA or anything where I had some insurance. My wife is going to have a baby. Luckily, she worked for a good company out of Detroit and working from home, which allowed us to have some benefits for her, which is great. But I got scared a lot. But here's the thing, though, Mark. Courage to be able to stay on. Courage is just fear holding out 1 second longer. I was scared. But that difference between going 1 second more to go a little bit farther, that's where the courage stepped in. And I know I can do this. I believe in this. I know that I have the ability. I have the drive. I have the desire. I have the success. I'm going from what I knew I came from when I was a kid. And I refuse to go back to that. I refuse to put my family through that.
Great. So TJ, TJ 21 Media Group is a pretty broad definition. So talk to us a little bit about just the kinds of things as you're launching this business and starting to grow. What are some of the different things that you're going to do on behalf of your clients, or that you do today?
Sure. So when I was 18 years old, I was building websites, and back then you can just copy and paste HTML code, and boom, you have your website. So I've been doing web for 30 years, and I knew I wanted to incorporate web, video, and marketing representation, graphic design into this new company. What I didn't want to do is be a we can do it all type of thing. Mm-hmm. And what I can do is I can have resources to be able to do that. But when it comes to do we do this? No, but I can help you get that done. But today, video production is our most passionate part of our business. Marketing representation. If you ask me what I do for a living, I don't say I own a company. I don't say that I'm a filmmaker. I say that I am a marketing agent. That's my job. Just like LeBron James has an agent that he's going to talk to get a Sprite deal, I will work with your whether it's a mom-pa, whether it's a car wash franchise that we manage down in Dallas, Texas. If you want to buy a billboard, if you want to purchase, if you want to sponsor a local soccer team, your agent is going to help make that possible. I'm the guy that's going to make sure, as we're looking at logos on the wall in your studio here, I'm going to be the one to make sure that that correct Pantone color is used, that correct RGB color is used on from a digital aspect. So our job is to be a marketing agent for you, to represent you from our marketing and branding. So video, web, marketing representation, social media marketing, and that's basically the kind of the main umbrella. So anything to be able to market your company, to protect you, to help you, that's what we do.
Great. You hinted at it, but I'll throw it out there again. So the geography that you serve, you mentioned Dallas, for example, but where are your customers at?
Everywhere. The majority of them are here in South Bend. So 75% of our clients are here in, I shouldn't say South Bend, Michiana. Yeah. That's where our heart is. As I know we don't have video, but I'm wearing a South Bend shirt. And the funny thing, and Mark, you and I talked about this before, but when I travel, if I go to a Cubs game, I don't wear a Cubs jersey.
No.
I wear a South Bend shirt. Yeah. When I go to Disney World, I wear South Bend shirts. I wear a TJ21 shirt. Right, right. Nobody's paying me to wear a Cubs jersey. So I don't put on the Mickey Mouse. If I can get a customized Mickey Mouse TJ21 or something, I may do. But I want to promote my hometown. I love this community. I spent the last 25 years in this community. I absolutely love it. And I'm going to promote it anywhere I can, because you never know when you're going to run into somebody that says, South Bend, I'm from Granger, stuff like that. So I love promoting this community.
Let's stay in the geography.
Sure. Yeah, because I want to answer that too.
Because so you just recently in the last year moved to a new space, downtown South Bend, and that was intentional. The thing I love 100%. About you is everything you do is intentional. But you had a facility.
Nothing is on accident. Right. Everything I do is on purpose.
But you had a facility. It was a beautiful facility, but you wanted to be, and you thought it was important for you and your staff and your company to be in downtown South Bend. Why
it was.
Is that?
So Mark, when we first started, I was in Mishawaka, but it was never a desire to be in Mishawaka. No disrespect to Mishawaka. I love Mishawaka. But I knew that we wanted to be in the Mecca. If you're in Mecca for where we live, if you're out of town and you're visiting with somebody, you don't say you're from Mishawaka. Nobody knows what that means. And it's, again, no disrespect. I love Mishawaka. I love Dave Wood. But South Bend is the name that everybody knows. Of course, a lot of that has to do with this small little football team we have. But the South Bend is where it's at. So I knew 10 years ago that eventually I want to be there. So I contacted our leasing agent, and he's been working with me for many years. And I said, I want to be in downtown. What do you have to do to make that happen? And then he would show me five or six locations, some that I can even see from here. And I said, nope, that's not it. That's not the one. I needed it where when you walked into my office for the first time, Jeff, you were like, wow, this looks great. I needed that. When celebrities come in and they're like, wow, this is great. I needed that. Not for me personally, like a vanity thing. I needed it to justify what TJ21's vision was from day one and where it is today. So I love downtown. When the opportunity came up to be in the KeyBank building in downtown, he called me. He goes, you're going to love this news. And he said, a certain law firm is no longer there. And this floor opened up. This is it, man. This is for you. So we worked fast and hard to be able to make sure that I got it before anybody else did.
Great. TJ, let's talk a little bit about it. So you're a talented, the kind of talent that communities all across the country would love to have the entrepreneur spirit in their community, but you've chosen to be here. You've chosen to raise your family, you mentioned kids, grandkids, all that. So talk about why it is you stay or work here in the Michiana region.
That's a really good question. And the reason why is that I do get that a lot. You know, we have the opportunity that we could go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Because we have clients all over the country, we have been in communities. I've been working for people that say, all right, man, I'm just going to ask you, what's it going to take for you to sell that company? Come work for me. Just name your price, fill in this piece of paper. That's actually happened. And I don't want that. You know, even as I get older, now having six grandkids, mm-hmm. I start to think about what is going to be the future for me and my wife and our family. And honestly, that future is right where we're at in Granger. We love this community. I grew up just across the state line in Bering Springs, and then born in Benton Harbor, St. Joe, and then Bering Springs. It's like I'm moving south. Mm-hmm. And then when I got here back when I was 27, 28 years old, I just knew this is my Mecca. This is what I wanted to be. There's Chicago. I love Chicago. I love Detroit. Cities like that are great. Going to Houston, when we film in Houston, it's a beautiful community. but this is home. It's not too big and it's not too small. It's just a perfect size. I love the Midwest. I love the four seasons that we get here. So it's just perfect. This is where I want to be and this is where I want to stay.
Great. Let's talk, as you mentioned, husband, father, grandfather, and you talked early on in your entrepreneurial journey a little bit about it. It's a pretty heavy lift to get a business off the ground and to make it successful and stuff. So, you know, so let's talk work-life balance, you know, a little bit. So just help us share a little bit how you balance work, the charitable work you're doing, family, all that kind of stuff. Help give some advice to our listeners.
So that actually happens quite a bit. I'll have somebody that is just maybe going through some marital issues or maybe they're getting divorced or something. And they're like, I find myself being married to my job. And I sat them down and said, what's the most important thing to you in the world? Anything. And a lot of times they'll say, you know, God, family, work, blah, 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 sports, whatever, Cubs. And this one guy I remember talking to, and he said, work, God, family. And I said, why is family number three? And he said, I'm ashamed of that answer, but that's where I'm at in my career. I'm so driven by being the best I can be. And that's when I said, listen, I'm just a regular old guy from South Bend. I don't know what this means to you, but you have got to find a way to separate the two from family. God is always number one. We'll just set that to the side as like an asterisk. But your family has to be number one. If you have a happy home life, you're going to have an amazing work life. But the biggest thing is you are not going to be successful by putting in 20 hours a day. That is not going to make you a success today as a person, as well as a business owner. Now, I know I mentioned just a little bit earlier that I put in a lot of hours early on, but if it wasn't for my wife, Courtney, and the glue of our family, that's her, I would never have done that. I did it with her blessing, but it didn't come without challenges to our marriage, because I had to figure out at what point am I going to realize that my dream of building this company is not as important as the dream of building my family. So I had to find a way to do that. So it took through some hard pain to get through it. But now I found a way to separate that. When I leave work, outside of maybe a phone call to answer something about tomorrow's shoot or something, I unplug. My passion is my family. Being a father and a grandfather and a husband is more important to me than anything. And I'll make sure my kids know that. I have three sons who are all fathers and husbands. And one of the things I've made sure I've instilled into them in their lives is that this is the most important thing is right here in this household. A couple nights ago, I'm over at my oldest son's house in Bering Springs, and my grandson just runs right up to me. He's about to turn six, and he just runs right out to me, Papa, Papa. And that hug you get validates anything that I've ever done in my life.
That's awesome. Good. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Let's go back to the work piece. So, you know, one of the things Mark and I struggle with as we're getting older is technology's evolving, things are changing. I think we worry sometimes, are we going to be able to keep up with what's happening? You're in an industry, obviously, that's changing so rapidly. And so if you think back to your early days and, you know, when there aren't as many computers, there's no social media, video technology is different. So talk about a little bit about the evolution and then how you stay, you know, kind of up to speed with the latest and greatest in your industry.
It helps by having young people work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something my mom always told me, and it's funny, is even as in her last days before she passed away, she said, always surround yourself around, I don't mean on her deathbed, but she said, always surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. Surround yourself with people that know that. And then my father, who I reacquainted with after he left us when we were young, for a short while I reacquainted with him, he always said, be the smartest man in the room, be the most powerful man in the room. And I decided that wasn't the right way to go. That has allowed me to be able to understand having the young people around me and surround myself with people that know more than me has given me the opportunity to be able to stay up to date on things like using TikTok to be able to help business. I am not a big TikTok fan, but I will tell you, I'm a fan of just scrolling and watching these cool videos and stuff.
Right.
But how can we use this to business? How can we use Snapchat to help promote a business? Instagram, Facebook. I mean, there's so many. Threads is obviously now new. So we're constantly trying to stay on the cusp of that. It helps by following blogs, by following sites, and whether that's Facebook groups that is constantly coming out with new things. That's important. Going to different events. You know, I was just a speaker at an event, one of our industry's largest events down in Florida. And I got to speak to a bunch of people about putting passion in into your, what you do. And I'm talking with Sony, you know, a huge VP from Sony, who's talking about the new 16K cameras that come out. And your mind is like, 16K. Mm-hmm. I remember back when we were filming with VHS. I mean, even before that, stuff in Mark's age, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Really, like beta. Beta is just like to say. Yeah. Right. Film, you cut it with scissors and tape it back together.
Yep.
But that, but just watch all that evolve and to have it here in front of us and to be able to use it every day has allowed us to look what we're doing now. We're sitting here and we're recording with this great audio. Back in the day, we didn't have that ability. I know, Mark, back in your radio days, you did have, of course, XLR mics and everything. But look how far it's come to a little device.
Hey, I started cutting. We cut audio tape. I mean, to tape, you know, place commercials together. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want to talk about for a minute. One of the things that just impresses me with you and about you is you as a leader with your staff. You talked about your staff being young, and I love that you hired people that are better than you at the job.
Absolutely,
which is really important. But how you take care of your employees. If you travel for a shoot out of town, you'll work like crazy, but then you'll rent a boat and you'll take them in the afternoon.
Yep.
I know you've gone to Orlando for shoots and you take them away from their families so they can go to work, but then you take them to Disney. I mean, you are a very very conscious about that. What's the importance in that as the owner of a company? You don't have to do that. Your job is to go to Orlando and shoot this commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But you take them to Disney for the afternoon.
Well, I imagine we're going to get a lot of resumes coming to our inbox. So thank you for that, Mark.
All right.
But in
Jeff
reality...
Jeff Meyer replying, by the way.
There it is.
We don't have any skills, though. It might be the...
It says CEO of Chamber of Commerce. All right, let me see what I can do for you.
Yeah.
That's actually a fantastic question. And I think the thing is, I am bringing them away from their families. I am making them work. And sometimes long hours. Over the next several weeks, I'm starting with this weekend, we'll be filming at Field of Dreams in Iowa. And then we'll be off to Seattle. And then we'll be off to Nashville. And then Orlando. And then back home. And then back to Tampa. That's all happening within the next month, okay? Well, November is the last part, is the Tampa trip. And one of these trips, we'll be gone for 9 days. I'm pulling people away from their family. I need to make sure that they're not just working and going back to their hotel room. I want them to have fun. One of the things that I take pride on is anytime we're out on a video shoot, I make sure I buy them lunch. That's been going on for 10 years. I budget it. I make sure that it's in there because I don't want you to have to feel like you have to go out to eat and spend $20 for lunch when you probably would have brought a packed lunch had we not been on that shoot location. So I do that. We do an annual trip to Disney World that my wife and I said we wanted to do for our staff. We started doing that a few years ago. So we take the staff to Disney World, take care of everything. And it's kind of like, I guess you call it like an annual bonus thing. I do give them the option if they want to take the cash option, which just like the Mega Millions, that's much less.
Yeah.
I want you to do the experience.
Do you have your resume ready?
I do. I think we may. Yeah, exactly. Yep, I like this.
I love our staff. It's the most important asset that you can ever have. A former employee moved on to something else. And he was just a young guy. And he said, I want to give you a little bit of advice. And it's not that you're not doing this, TJ, but something I want you to continue to do. Always take care of your staff. They are the most important asset. And I've never forgot that. And I never will forget it. Our staff is so important. Boat trips. We'll just take a day off and we'll go up and go on the boat and just enjoy the afternoon for a little bit because we've overworked. Mm-hmm. We did the Coaches versus Cancer, a 2-day event that I donated all of our efforts to that. And we worked a lot of long hours and we rewarded them.
Great. TJ, as we begin to wrap here, so Mark mentioned in the beginning, just so you know, not only are you taking care of your staff, but you're taking care of the community in terms of trying to benefit it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Speak just a little bit about just sort of the I would call the day job and then the stuff that you do from your day job that helps benefit in the community, just sort of your passion and your approach to trying to make the community a better place.
Growing up from a broken home and very poor and being a 9-year-old boy that my mom put me into the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, that mentor, John Bontrager was his name, he changed my life. Had it not been for him, I don't know what direction I would have went because I was being persuaded from other directions. Even at 9, growing up in the streets where we grew up, very poor, living in shelters, I was being persuaded to do other things. He's the one who pulled me aside and said, you don't need to do that to be cool. You should do this and blah, blah, blah.
because of that, I wanted to become a big brother and big brother's big sister. So when I was 21, I became a big, and I wanted to help a young person and see what I could do to help them, all while being a young father and a business owner. And then fast forward maybe 10, 11 years later, I joined the board of directors here in St. Joseph County because I wanted to continue that passion of giving back. And then fast forward 11 years later, I'm still on that board of directors. I served the last 4 years as president. And the main reason is that I have such a strong passion for helping people, especially children, knowing where I came from. I'm also on a life treatment center. I believe that there are so many people that have addictions that we just cast off, and we don't realize that these people need help. They don't need to be jailed. They need to be helped. Now, I know there are other situations that kind of change the perplexity of that, but I wanted to be involved in that. So I sit on the board of Life Treatment Center for the last 10 years. And I'm the president of that organization as well. And I do a lot for the community. And the Coaches Versus Cancer is something that when I was talking with the folks over there, and I said, I want to get involved in this. How can I help? And, you know, it's all about raising money, not spending money. I know there are organizations that I'll give an incredible low discount. I mean, incredibly low, basically just enough to make some profit, but still help them. But for Coaches Versus Cancer, I wanted to get involved in a big way, and we donated every single thing we could on that.
Great. TJ, we're so grateful for the work you're doing in the community. We appreciate the conversation today.
Yeah, Behind the Region podcast being powered by Tech Tyler PC. Today, cyber threats are rapidly expanding. Let Tech Tyler PC provide the tools and training your business needs so you can spend more time with your family and friends enjoying life rather than worrying about and struggling with your tech problems. From Office 365 email setup and management to complete IT, including 24/7 monitoring, management, antivirus backups, and encryption, let Tech Tyler PC help. Call them today for a free consultation. 855-213-5016, or send them an email at sales@techtylerpc.com. Tech Tyler PC, managing all of your IT needs.
He's TJ Jorgensen from TJ21 Media Group. TJ, we're so grateful to have you here today to share your story. It's a wonderful story for the community, inspiring, I think, to so many that are here. Thank you for the good work that you do, not only in your business, but in the community every day. We're really grateful for that.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Behind the Region podcast from the South Bend Regional Chamber, being powered by Tech Tyler PC, offering cost-effective IT solutions to fit any budget. For more information on the South Bend Regional Chamber or to become a chamber member, please visit our website at sbrchamber.com.